Troy of the High Gates might have fallen now to the Achaean soldiers, but Apollo stirred the prince Agenor, strong and noble son of Antenor. Into this man's heart the god sent courage and stood near him, leaning on an oak tree, concealed in heavy mist, to guard him from the shapes and weight of death. Agenor halted when he saw the raider of cities, Achilles, and his heart grew large as he awaited him, saying to himself grimly, "This is the end of me. If I break and run before Achilles like the others, he'll take me, even so. I'll have my throat cut like a coward for my pains. What if I let them go in panic toward the town ahead of him, while I run at a tangent, leaving the wall, to cross the plain until I reach the mountain slopes of Ida, taking cover in undergrowth? This evening, after a river bath to cleanse my sweat, I might return to Ilion. Why say it? God forbid he sees me cutting away from Troy into the open. In one sprint he'll have me. After that there's no escape from my last end of death, so powerful the man is, far beyond us all. Suppose I meet him here on the west approach to Troy. Surely his body, even his, can be wounded by sharp bronze. He can live but once. Men say he's mortal, though the son of Cronus, Zeus, awards him glory." Even as he spoke, he pulled himself together to face Achilles, blood surging to his heart before the fight. And as a panther out of underbrush will go to meet a hunter and have no fear and never falter when it hears the hounds, and even though the hunter draw first blood, the beast trailing the spear that wounded it will not give up until it close with him or else go down, just so the prince Agenor, son of Antenor, would not now retreat until he put Achilles to the test. With round shield held before him and his spear aimed at the man, he gave a battle shout and cried, "You hoped today at last to storm the city of the Trojans, a rash hope. Grief and wounds are still to be suffered for her. Inside there we are many fighting men, for our dear parents, wives, and sons will hold the city and defend it. You come here to meet your doom, prodigious though you are, sure as you are in warfare." He let fly the sharp spear from his heavy hand and struck the shin below the kneecap square and hard. Around his leg the new shin-guard of tin rang out deafeningly. Back from the point of impact sprang the spearhead, piercing nothing, buffeted back by the god's gift. Then Achilles struck in turn at his princely enemy, Agenor, but Apollo would not let him win this glory now. He whisked away Agenor, hid him in mist, and quietly removed him from the war. By trickery, then, he kept the son of Peleus away from Trojan soldiers. Taking Agenor's likeness to the last detail, he halted within range of Achilles, who set off to chase him. For a long time down the plain of Grainland he pursued him, heading him along Scamander, as the god kept a bare lead, for so Apollo teased him on. Achilles thought to catch his quarry with a sprint. Meanwhile, the other Trojans in their panic reached the walled town, thanking heaven, and all the city filled up, jammed with men. They dared not wait outside the wall for one another to learn who died in battle, who came through, but all whose legs had saved them now took cover, in hot haste, entering the city.